local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
We say hello, welcome to Wednesday, a very damp, dreary Wednesday here in Pensacola. I'm Joe Austin alongside for Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, and dependable. As always, thanks so much for tuning in, making us part of your afternoon each and every day. We certainly appreciate it. The text line is 850-437-1620, and the traffic line is 850-262-6111. Hopefully, the last hour not indicative of how the afternoon drive will go. We did have a couple of accidents earlier this afternoon on I-10 in Santa Rosa County, also the I-110 on-ramp from I-10 westbound. So those now, not much going on there. So hopefully it stays that way and we get you home safely and hopefully with a little bit of infotainment, as we like to call it around here. Top three stories today. We start with speculation that Tuesday's killing of a Hamas leader is the first in a campaign to wipe out top leaders of the Palestinian militant group. Salah al-Arouri was killed in a suspected Israeli drone strike in a Beirut suburb. U.S. and Israeli national security officials believe he was involved in funding and training the Hamas fighters who carried out the October 7th attacks, and that killed more than 1,200 people inside Israel. The White House today is slamming the push by Republicans to impeach Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas.
House Republicans are prioritizing baseless impeachment stunts.
That from the White House spokeswoman Karine Jean-Pierre. Republicans in the House are moving forward with impeachment proceedings against Mayorkas due to his handling of the crisis at the U.S.-Mexico border. The first hearing is set for next week. And a New York federal court says documents related to the Jeffrey Epstein sex trafficking case will begin to be unsealed today.
It has taken an outrageous amount of time. And this has been a better kept secret than nuclear launch codes.
That from an attorney who's been working on the case. Of course, Epstein killed himself in 2019 after being charged with child sex trafficking in New York. Most people, I don't know, I shouldn't say most people. There are some that think that he did not kill himself. We're all familiar with that on social media. Of course, with most of the crimes taking place at his mansion in the Virgin Islands, the names associated with Epstein over the years allegedly involve American billionaires and some high-profile politicians. Later on this hour, we'll talk a little bit more about this story here involving Aaron Rodgers and Jimmy Kimmel with some exchanges as it relates to this. So we'll talk about that more in the second half of this hour. 4:13 here at News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now, off and running. Those are our top three stories. Austin, of course, good to see you today. Happy Wednesday.
Right back at you.
How are you doing? Liking the weather today?
You know what? It's honestly not bad. I wouldn't prefer rain, you know, in a perfect setting, but...
Yeah. It was consistent for a few hours, not terribly heavy.
Yeah, it's kind of sprinkling a little bit on and off now, but I mean, man, when I get out there and I see my breath, I love that. That's all I really care about at this time of year.
No, I'm right there with you. A little shy of 4:15, we'll get our state local headlines started right after our check of the roads and weather.
Thank you, sir. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by ECUA. ECUA Bulkway Service is now called for pickup. Call by 2 p.m. the day before your service day. Learn more at ecua.fl.gov. So, Joe, you had hinted at, hey, hopefully the traffic's doing better. And not really.
Yeah.
On West Michigan Avenue, if you are traveling westbound towards the Fairview Drive, we do have a bad accident there that's causing some severe congestion. It is backed up almost to North W Street, so expect some issues if you are in that area there. Also, if you're traveling westbound on East Burgess Road towards the intersection with North Palafox Street, that is looking kind of rough as well. West 9 Mile Road, if you're traveling westbound towards North Palafox Street, expect some issues in that area as well. Those appear to be the biggest hitters in Pensacola. As for Santa Rosa County, there's not much to report on. There's a little bit of congestion if you're traveling on Caroline Street, westbound, coming over Blackwater River and getting into downtown Milton, as that is so often a problem. So if you're in that area as well, expect some issues there.
All right. Thank you, sir. We're at 48 degrees right now. That's about where we topped out today, so falling a little shy of our forecasted high. Clouds keeping the temperatures down. Alan Strum back in the chair.
The rainy weather is moving out and cold air settling in for the overnight hours. Low temperatures will be down between 30 and 35 degrees. Clouds will clear out as well. We'll have sunshine back in the forecast on Thursday. We'll end up with highs in the 50s, but it doesn't last long. We'll end up with some rain as we head through Friday into Friday night. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News weather forecast.
Yeah, cold weather shelters back open tonight with an overnight low of 36 degrees. Should have showers eventually clearing out into a partly cloudy overnight, sunny tomorrow with a high of 55. Taking a look at what's happening locally, the big story of the day involving a fatal crash early this morning. Involving an Escambia County deputy who was responding to a call. Sheriff Chip Simmons says the driver of the other vehicle died.
This morning at about 2:30 in the morning, Deputy O'Brien Hill was traveling eastbound on Brent Lane, approaching W Street. He was responding to an in-progress vehicle theft. This response led him to the intersection of Brent and W Streets. As he approached with his blue lights on, the signal in his direction was a solid red. As he entered, the other vehicle struck the driver's side of our police car.
And Sheriff Simmons says the deputy is expected to make a full recovery. The deputy is put on leave, and the sheriff's office is investigating possible policy violations related to that accident. And, of course, FHP is continuing to investigate as well. Also here in local headlines, there was a meeting last night at Milton City Council, not a council meeting, but rather a meeting over proposed legislation that would unite several water utilities in northern Santa Rosa County under the banner of the North Santa Rosa County Regional Utility Authority. Serious opposition at the meeting last night. A coalition of 9 separate utilities were on hand.
We all serve on the board of each of our respective utilities at no cost. We're not compensated. We're citizen volunteers. And by this becoming a state agency as such, our customers are going to lose the service that are now provided.
And that from Robert Smith, who is the spokesperson for the coalition. Some concern from the group, including big government taking power from smaller companies, a lack of public input, and the possibility of rate hikes affecting Santa Rosa County residents. So definitely something to keep an eye on there as the legislative session gets underway next week. State prosecutors say a Milton woman will spend 6 years in prison for defrauding her employer. That's 48-year-old Maria Williams, who is also going to be on probation for 10 years and pay over $397,000 in restitution. According to the state attorney's office, she's worked as a bookkeeper. She did work as a bookkeeper for Performance Personnel Services of Pensacola from April of 2019 until December of 2021. During that time, prosecutors say that she was able to generate fraudulent payroll statements using the personal identification information of 6 victims, and she would use that $397,000 to buy land, a 2011 Jaguar luxury car, and shopping, restaurants, and other living expenses. Just shy of 4:19, we'll take our first break. State and national headlines when we return on Pensacola right now.
Each Sunday at 7:30 a.m., the Bible Baptist Bookstore of Pensacola, Florida, brings you Theological Seminar with teacher Peter S. Ruckman, founder and president of the Pensacola Bible Institute. He will teach you what the Bible says about the subject, not merely what it is presumed to teach.
Tune in this Sunday at 7:30 a.m. for Theological Seminar with Dr. Peter S. Ruckman, brought to you by Bible Baptist Bookstore on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
This message is sponsored by the Florida A&M University Medical Marijuana Education and Research Initiative, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Mary on Demand is live. Start your marijuana education journey today and learn more with Mary on Demand. Take the self-guided education series at your own pace. You'll decide what you'd like to learn and when. Visit mary.famu.edu to learn more. That's mmeri.famu.edu. Mary, educate, learn, talk.
Roxanne Watson is on a mission.
Hello, how are you doing today?
She wants more people to register as organ, eye, and tissue donors.
Are you an organ donor?
Yes, I am.
Yay! My goal is to sign up the most people in the United States.
What drives her? Roxanne's own life was saved through the gift of a heart transplant, made possible by an organ donor.
I decided that day that I was going to devote myself to the cause of organ donation and signing people up and honoring my donor by doing that.
Now she's back to health, and she's a powerful force helping to save lives every day through her work. Imagine what you can make possible by leaving behind the gift of life.
8 people can be helped with the major organs, and up to 50 people can be helped with a little bit of everything. And when you think about it that way, that you could help that many people, it's amazing. It really is.
Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
You love your car or truck, right? We love it too. This is Mike Ryan at Mike Ryan's Truck and Auto Accessories. For a cooler summer and protections from harmful UV rays, we'll tint the windows. For safety and security, we have alarms, backup cameras, and dash cams. And for the most beautiful vehicle on the block, our full detailing service will make it look brand new. We have so many custom accessories, it's impossible to list them all here. So come see us at Mike Ryan's Truck and Auto Accessories on Industrial Boulevard at W Street, just north of Marcus Point Baptist Church.
My husband, Alex Hussey, was hit by an IED in Afghanistan.
I was point man on foot patrol, and I stopped on the bomb. Lost my legs and left hand in an explosion.
And he suffered a severe traumatic brain injury. Yes.
As America's veterans face challenges, DAV is there.
There are so many mountains to climb, and we do it together.
With the right support, more veterans can reach victories great and small.
Seeing Alex learning how to snow ski, that's life-changing.
DAV provides a lifetime of support to veterans of every generation, helping more than 1 million veterans each year.
Alex did it. He skied down this mountain. That's something he won't forget.
With the right support, there are no limits.
To see him on that slope and smiling like that, we'll be taking this home.
This has meant so much. Thank you, DAV.
Alex Hussey, thank you for your service. Support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
Serving overseas was just the beginning. We might be home from war, but our mission continues in communities all across the country. It's why we're out there in times of peace and crisis, providing meals to the hungry and supplies to the sick. It's why we're giving strength to those who are too weak and bringing resources to those without them. Service doesn't stop when we're done serving. It's what makes us the VFW. Learn more at vfw.org.
All the big national news in a conversation with Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins from 11 till 2 on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
/4:23 Happy Wednesday, Pensacola, right now on News Radio 92.3. Joe and Austin getting you up to speed on everything happening in your world today. A couple quick state headlines before we get into our second update on the roads and weather this hour. Florida Surgeon General is targeting COVID vaccines again. That's Dr. Joseph Latipo. He says after not getting the answers that he was wanting from the FDA and CDC about nucleic acid contaminants in Pfizer and Moderna vaccines. So he's calling on the halt of their use for Floridians. Dr. Cheryl Holder is president of the Florida State Medical Association, and here she is in just a moment.
Florida has politicized much of medical care from the governor all the way down to, so I think you do need to speak with your doctors and get a better understanding.
Latipo believes that DNA integrated into sperm or eggs from COVID vaccine recipients could be passed into offspring.
And firefighters in Broward County have been busy battling a blaze at Dolphins wide receiver Tyreek Hill's home.
I think the main thing is his family is safe. His loved ones are good. He's good as well. It's a little cliche to say, but things like that, part of the house, you know, some of those things can be replaceable. But I'm just glad that a lot of his family members are safe.
That's his teammate, Miami quarterback Tua Tagovailoa, speaking there. Officers on scene say that a thick black smoke was billowing into the air. Hill, however, was at practice at the same time, and there's no word on a cause.
Yeah, and this was not just your ordinary kitchen fire. They had chopper flying overhead, and there was a lot of smoke.
Wow.
For sure. 425, a texter letting us know a train crossing an airport road is very slow, and actually the train is stopped right now. So if that could be causing some issues for several intersections and train crossings around the area. So just a heads up there.
All right, thank you. Yeah, I'm looking at it right now. I'm not seeing a ton of congestion yet, but I'm sure that will increase if the train ain't moving. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Barberry Plumbing. When it's time to call a plumber, call the Best of the Bay winner. That's Barberry Plumbing at 477-8782. Looking at traffic here in Pensacola and the surrounding areas, we do have some issues that we still need to cover. There was an accident on West Michigan Avenue. If you are traveling westbound near Fairview Drive, there's still a lot of congestion in that area. The congestion, if you're traveling westbound, is almost backed up to North W Street, so look out for that if you are in that area over there. Beyond that, we had some issues at East Burgess Road if you're traveling westbound towards the intersection with North Palafox Street. And North Davis Highway here and there is kind of giving us some trouble, but it's nothing too severe. We will keep an eye on any congestion being caused by that train stoppage. We're not seeing anything too severe at the moment. As for Santa Rosa County, we did have some trouble if you were coming over Blackwater River on Caroline Street, but that is no longer the case. However, there was an accident report at the intersection of Caroline Street and East Spencerfield Road. However, that does not appear to be causing much congestion. So as for the Pace Middleton areas, if you are getting off of Avalon Boulevard and traveling eastbound on Caroline Street towards Glover Lane, that's probably where you're going to see the most congestion at this time.
Clouds and rain will be moving out as cold air moves in. Overnight low temperatures will run mainly between 30 and 35 degrees. It'll be sunny on Thursday with highs in the 50s. The sunshine not holding in place long, though. Clouds are back on Friday. We've got a chance for rain on Friday that goes way up to about 100% by Friday night. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right. Thank you very much, Alan. Reminder, text line 850-437-1620. Traffic line 850-262-6111. Elsewhere in the state today, a Jacksonville bill is trying to place restrictions on Mayor Donna Deegan. City Council President Ron Salem introduced the bill that would prevent the mayor from using private donations or any funding on city projects without the council's approval. Of course, this is all stemming from Deegan's decision to use $190,000 in private funds to pay for the removal of the Confederate monument from a park that we talked about last week.
And Florida is leading the nation in bicycle-related deaths. The latest data collected by the state's Department of Highway Safety and Motor Vehicles says that there were more than 7,800 bike crashes last year. More than 200 people were killed in these kinds of accidents.
National news. Several state capitals around the country are receiving bomb threats. State capitals in Georgia, Kentucky, Michigan, Mississippi, and others were forced to evacuate, although none of the threats were found to be credible. Many of the buildings reopen following sweeps for explosives.
And Republican lawmakers are visiting Texas today to get a firsthand look at the southern border. House Speaker Mike Johnson will lead a group of about 60 in their visit to Eagle Pass. Republicans plan to make border security problems a major issue in the upcoming elections.
A Northeast and Mid-Atlantic regions may see their first big winter storm in 2 years. After a record warm December, January is expected to be a different story, with the storm system set to hit the east through the first 2 weeks of the new year, including D.C., Philly, and New York City. 2023 was a record low snow year for that section of the country, but this particular storm is expected to develop this weekend from Saturday to Monday. I hope everybody's safe. I hope all the necessary snow plows and everything. But selfishly, as a football fan, I hope to see some snow games this weekend.
It's aesthetically pleasing.
It is.
That's what matters. Iranian officials say that more than 100 people were killed in what they're calling a terrorist attack at a ceremony honoring the country's top commander. State media reports two explosions happened as people gathered where Qasem Soleimani, sure, is buried in the city of Kerman.
We have a lot of great detail on this bombing. Our hearts go out to all the innocent victims and their family members who are obviously their lives are going to be forever changed by this.
That's National Security Council spokesman John Kirby. Iran's emergency services said that 73 people were killed in the blasts and 170 were injured. Soleimani was killed in a U.S. drone strike 3 years ago today.
The Japanese Coast Guard plane that collided with a passenger plane in the deadly crash in Tokyo was not cleared for takeoff. That's according to an official transcript of air traffic control communications that was released today. Japan Airlines Flight 516 crashed into the Coast Guard aircraft after it landed on the runway, and it killed five crew members on the smaller Coast Guard plane. So, sad update there. Yes. 4:30 right now. Quick recap here of our top three stories today. The White House is slamming the push by Republicans as they move forward with an impeachment proceedings against Alejandro Mayorkas, Homeland Security Secretary. Also, New York federal court says documents related to the Jeffrey Epstein sex trafficking case are going to start being unsealed today.
I'm Tom Graham. A new warning to Yemen-based militants firing rockets at commercial ships in the Red Sea.
White House National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says the U.S. does not see conflict.
But neither will we shrink from the task of defending ourselves, our interests.
The U.S.-led Operation Prosperity Guardian has ramped up naval assets from several countries to counter Houthi attacks on ships.
Fox's Jared Halpern. About 60 Republicans visiting the southern U.S. border today.
Last month alone, we saw the most illegal crossings in recorded history. It is an unmitigated disaster.
Speaker Mike Johnson blaming White House policies. President Biden has pushed a bill to provide more border security, but he wants it attached to a larger spending package that provides more cash for Ukraine and Israel. America is listening to Fox News.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. Technology shares led stocks lower today. The S&P 500 fell 38 points, the Dow Jones Industrials dropped 285, and the tech-heavy NASDAQ Composite slid 173. Shares of Tesla skidded 4%, PayPal tumbled 4.6%, and AMD lost another 2.3%. There's fresh evidence today that the economy is continuing to lose a bit of steam. Data from job listing site Indeed show that openings declined further near year's end, and postings were down about 15% from a year earlier, meaning jobs are tougher to find. Separately, the manufacturing sector extended its contraction. The latest data from the Institute for Supply Management showing a 14th straight month in contraction territory. Ford is recalling about 113,000 F-150 pickups, model years 2021 through 23, because the truck's rear axle hub bolt might break, posing a rollaway or crash risk. Owners can take their vehicle to a Ford dealership for an interim repair. That's Your Money Now.
Start the new year off with a bang of big savings during the Omaha Steaks end-of-season event. You can stock up on all your favorites and get 50% off site-wide. That's 50% off incredible steaks like their legendary Butcher's Cut Filet Mignon, or sink your teeth into their memorable Butcher's Cut Top Sirloin. Just go to omahasteaks.com. Plus, when you use code QUALITY at checkout, you'll get an extra $30 off your order. From perfectly aged tender steaks to juicy burgers, decadent desserts, and classic comfort meals, every bite is guaranteed perfect. For a limited time, get 50% off site-wide. Plus, save an extra $30 when you use promo code QUALITY at checkout. Start the new year off right and warm up your winter with tender steaks and hearty home-cooked favorites from Omaha Steaks. All 50% off with their end-of-season event. Make sure to enter the promo code QUALITY at checkout to get that extra $30 off your order. Minimum purchase may apply.
Omaha Steaks, America's original butcher.
Loading the kids in the car, brokering peace in the back seat, mastering the snack handoff without even looking. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with auto owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. We work with independent agents who keep insurance simple, so you can worry about more important things, like figuring out what's growing in that cup holder. That's simple human sense.
Ask Rushing Insurance in Pensacola and Daphne if auto owners make sense for you.
This is
Zach Gelb of the CBS Sports Minute. Every year we hear how great the quarterback draft class is going to be, and more times than not, the QBs don't live up to the hype. The Bears finally have something going with Justin Fields and should keep their young signal caller. Last year, Chicago got Fields some help by trading for DJ Moore, and this year they should continue that trend. Whether it's at one or slightly trading back, they should absolutely select Marvin Harrison Jr. either way. I'm Zach Gelb.
Paid after betrayal.
I didn't see it coming. Life can be so unpredictable. After losing my dad, it made me think about my family if something were to happen to me. The mortgage, car payments, and all the other bills. Even things like our annual summer vacation would be out of reach. I had heard about life insurance through Ethos and how easy it was to get coverage. They were right. I knew it was time to stop putting it off and get life insurance right now. I got on my computer and went to ethoslife.com. In just 10 minutes, I was covered. And boom, family protected. Thanks to Ethos, my family won't have to worry about the bills if the unpredictable happens to me.
Ethos, fast and easy online term life insurance. Up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam. Some policies as low as a dollar a day. Answer a few health questions and get your free quote at getethos.com. That's GETETHOS.com.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information, or instant payment. Email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
News Radio Pensacola. Your home for informative, local, and dependable news and talk. Start your mornings off with the award-winning Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay, followed by the Pensacola Expert Panel with Jake. Then get informed and laugh from 11 till 2 with Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins, followed by the Guy Benson Show. Your afternoon drive is anchored by Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Austin, followed by Dave Ramsey. It's News Radio Pensacola, heard on 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Just past 4:35. We're going to ignore what we just heard, or at least I am. Looking at traffic in Pensacola and the surrounding areas. Joe's beautiful singing threw me off. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Bobby Likas Auto Service. That's Bobby Likas Auto Service on Davis Highway. But anywho, looking at traffic in Pensacola and the surrounding areas, not a ton to go off of here. We still got a lot of congestion caused by that accident on West Michigan Avenue. If you're traveling westbound towards Fairview Drive, we still have a lot of backups there, so look out for that. Also on Brent Lane, if you're traveling westbound towards North Palafox Street, we've got some minor issues there. Maybe a little bit more at the intersection of East Burgess Road and North Palafox Street. And we also got a couple of accident reports here. This appears to be on North Davis Highway, if you're getting on to the exit to get on to I-10 West, there's a couple accident reports in that area. If you're experiencing congestion there, it shouldn't be too severe, at least not according to what I'm seeing here, but we will keep an eye on that. As for Santa Rosa County, a lot of the issues that we had on Caroline Street getting off of Avalon Boulevard have seemingly subsided, and we still have that accident report on East Spencerfield Road right at the intersection of Caroline Street, but that does not appear to be causing a ton of congestion at the moment.
The rainy weather is moving out and cold air is settling in for the overnight hours. Low temperatures will be down between 30 and 35 degrees. Clouds will clear out as well. We'll have sunshine back in the forecast on Thursday. We'll end up with highs in the 50s, but it doesn't last long. We'll end up with some rain as we head through Friday into Friday night. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right. Thank you very much, Alan. 439 right now. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Currently sitting at 48 degrees with rain, cloudy conditions. Partly cloudy tonight, 36, and sunny and a high of 56 on Thursday. Austin, what in the world is going on in the world of sports tonight?
I thought you were going to ask me what was going on with my chair, because I was like repositioning, and I'm like, this is probably making some noise. And then you said, Austin, what in the world is going on? I was like, oh, no, he hears it. Anyway, yeah, no, in sports, we'll start with the NFL here. If you were watching the Detroit Lions-Cowboys game from this last Saturday, you may have seen a very controversial call. Left tackle Taylor Decker for the Lions, caught a two-point conversion pass that would have given them the win over the Cowboys. It was called back by the officiating crew led by referee Brad Allen. There was a miscommunication between Decker and Allen. Decker was trying to declare himself eligible as a receiver on the play. There was a miscommunication. Brad didn't hear him or whatever the heck the reason was. And this obviously caused a lot of controversy because they called back a successful play. The league released a short video, though, basically supporting referee Brad Allen in response to the incident. The video was narrated by Senior Vice President of Officiating Training and Development, Walt Anderson. In the video, Anderson said, quote, "It is the responsibility of the player to be sure that change in status is clearly communicated to the referee by both a physical signal with his hands up and down in front of his chest and to report to the referee his intention to report as an eligible receiver. The misunderstanding was caused by multiple offensive linemen approaching Allen at once as Decker reported himself as eligible only verbally." Hmm. Okay. What are your thoughts on that? We haven't discussed that.
Well, you know, I heard... I've heard the Lions say that, we talked with the officials beforehand.
Yeah.
I've also heard from Dean Blandino, who is the Fox officiating czar that they have on every Sunday. And he said that, you know, look, even if the Lions perfectly communicated their intention, the referee would not have gone along with the clear...
I did see that.
Intent of the Lions trying to confuse the Cowboys, because the referee would have clearly indicated, hey, 70 or 68 is the eligible offensive player.
Mm-hmm.
So my big takeaway was like, yeah, and I think the Lions are kind of over it. They've moved on. If it were me, the play didn't work. You're upset. You have the penalty to go back 5 yards, then you get the penalty to go back half the distance, so it's still not on the 2-yard line. If it were me, if I was the one calling shots for the Lions, I'm saying, you know what, it didn't work. Let's calm down. I know we want to win this game, but it just doesn't feel, the vibes are off. Let's just kick the field goal. Let's kick the extra point. Let's go to overtime and just try to win it there. So I think that was the big error of the whole night was Dan Campbell, who I appreciate the aggressiveness. I love the initial call. Didn't work. You know what? Hey, it wasn't in the stars. Let's kick the extra point and play on.
Well, and that's the thing. That's something that not enough people are talking about. If you had another opportunity and you insisted to take the risk again, that's kind of on you. Not only that, but I'm personally of the belief, if you don't want it to come down to one play call, don't put yourself in a position where it comes down to one call. You know what I'm saying? Like, don't be losing that late to the Cowboys. I know it's easier said than done, but someone's got to win the game.
Yeah.
As for college football here, it's not all bad for Michigan football fans. Some Michigan players have begun making the rounds on social media because of some comments they're sharing about the Alabama Crimson Tide. The comments are referencing a clip of Michigan players sounding disappointed upon the news that Alabama made the fourth spot in the CFP bracket. Joe, I don't know if you saw that.
I saw that, yeah.
It was like footage, like it was like, I don't know if it was like some
facility. They were watching on the TVs like we all were, and they saw the Alabama come up on it.
And they did. They kind of let out like a, and that's the thing, people were, the narrative that was spun from that was that Michigan was afraid to face the mighty Crimson Tide. But the recent comments have basically, they were summed up best by Michigan linebacker Michael Barrett. This is according to Brett McMurphy on X, by the way. Michael Barrett essentially clarified that it wasn't about fearing Bama or really any team. It was simply out of shock from unbeaten FSU not making the cut. And I don't, I don't think it was Barrett. It was, I think it was another Michigan player on the field that was filmed saying, "We were more shocked that FSU didn't make it." And he said, "We wasn't worried about Bama."
Well, and it's a lot easier to say after you beat him.
But, oh no, hey, absolutely,
fair play.
Yeah,
but number two, yeah, no, that was everybody's reaction, because I really did. I texted you that night. I said it feels like Michigan 1, Washington 2, Texas 3, Florida State 4. I think that's, we all were like, okay, this is what they're going to turn up with. But, you know, it didn't happen. And
I thought it should have been Florida State 3, Texas 4, personally.
Well, whatever. Yeah, some order, but those were the four.
Yeah, those should have been the top four.
You know, I think Alabama or Michigan, seeing that Alabama was more like, oh, my God, they left Florida State out.
And that's how Michael Barrett said it. He said, when we saw Texas at 3, we thought, oh, dang, then Florida State's going to be fourth, and that's not what happened.
Yeah. 4:45, we'll get health, business, and science notes right after another check of the roads and weather.
All right, so not much else going on other than what we've already been touching on. We do have some congestion developing on Pine Forest Road if you're traveling northbound towards West 9 Mile Road. And we do have some issues here and there, maybe on North Davis Highway, maybe a little bit still at the intersection of East Burgess Road and North Palafox Street. But the biggest one in Pensacola itself is if you're traveling westbound on West Michigan Avenue towards Fairview Drive, there's a lot of congestion there from an accident that was reported early this hour. Beyond that, in Gulf Breeze, if you're traveling eastbound on Gulf Breeze Parkway towards the Tiger Point area, we got a lot of backups there. We typically see that at this time of day. And as for the Pace Milton areas, we still have that accident report on East Spencerfield Road near Caroline Street, but that does not appear to be causing much backups at this time.
All right, thank you. Channel 3, first warning weather right now. We're at 48 degrees. Overnight, 36. Partly cloudy as the rain moves out. Sunny tomorrow, 56 for a high, 41 for a low tomorrow night with mostly clear skies. Should see partly sunny skies for the majority of Friday. A bit warmer, too, 63. 53 the overnight low Friday night, as we do have rain back into the forecast on Friday night. Both Saturday and Sunday, we're going to see highs in the 60s. With partly sunny skies. Starbucks customers can now use their own clean personal cups when placing their drive-through and mobile orders. The coffee chain made the announcement today, saying it's part of the company's initiative to reduce waste by 50% by 2030. Customers wanting to use their own personal cup can either tell the barista when placing their order in the drive-through or by selecting the option in the app for a mobile order. Those who do will get a 10-cent discount and 25 Starbucks Rewards bonus stars.
Wow.
So there you go.
I'm surprised that's something that they didn't start sooner. A SpaceX Falcon 9 rocket was launched last night, sending 21 Starlink satellites into orbit, but not all of the satellites were alike. The launch featured six first-of-their-kind satellites with direct-to-cell capabilities, calling the DTC move a game-changer. SpaceX said that this will allow mobile network operators around the world to provide, quote, seamless global access to texting, calling, and browsing.
American energy companies are pumping at a record pace, setting the U.S. up to produce more oil than any country has in history. A lot of this can be linked to investments in the fracking industry.
The U.S. has already hit production records on and off, and as production steadily increases, yeah, that's likely to continue.
And oil is selling at a price where manufacturers can turn a profit. Towards the end of 2023, domestic production was topping 13 million barrels a day.
And the U.S. national debt has topped $34 trillion for the first time in history. Mm-hmm. New data from the Treasury Department showed the national debt reached a historic high on Friday afternoon. That figure is expected to nearly double in size over the next 30 years. We knew it was coming.
Yeah.
That thing's always climbing.
That's right. All right. So one of our top three stories today is that the New York federal court saying that documents related to the Jeffrey Epstein case are going to be started to be unsealed today. That brings us to Aaron Rodgers and Jimmy Kimmel.
Yeah.
All right. So here's the backstory here. Aaron Rodgers does a weekly paid hit with Pat McAfee on ESPN. Mm-hmm. And of course, Rodgers, as we have discussed in previous episodes, he is wont to say something that will generate buzz.
Yep. He did so this time.
Yeah. So this time, it was kind of, if you're not kind of familiar with a little bit of the backstory here, it sounded like Aaron Rodgers. He was talking about the upcoming release of the associates list, and then he throws out Jimmy Kimmel's name. And if you're not familiar with, well, let me just, here's the first clip. Here's Rodgers on Pat McAfee yesterday.
Feels like that's supposed to be coming out soon. That's supposed to be coming out soon.
Look, this guy's been waiting in his wine cellar. Yeah. I've been waiting in my wine cellar for this thing.
A lot of people, including Jimmy Kimmel, are really hoping that doesn't
All right.
So there's the clip. Now, if you're kind of not familiar or whatever, you may think, well, oh my God, is Jimmy Kimmel on the list, or is he associated with Epstein in any way? So Kimmel goes on X and calls Rodgers a name and is saying, look, I never had association with him. I was never on an airplane with him. I never did all that.
Yeah.
And then threatened, keep it up and we will debate the facts further in court. Now, a lot of people, because they don't like Aaron Rodgers, they think he's are kind of like going on this trek of saying, yeah, Rodgers is throwing Jimmy Kimmel's name in with these associates. Well, that's not what really happened. That's not really what he's doing. Now, I think Rodgers sucked at kind of saying exactly what he was doing here. But this was Jimmy Kimmel during his monologue back in February of 2023.
Listen, say all this UFO talk has the tinfoil hatters going wild, including Green Bay whack packer Aaron Rodgers, who offered this hot take on the Pat McAfee show.
I believe that this has been going on for a long time. Interesting timing on everything. There's a lot of other things going on in the world. Did you hear about the Epstein client list about to be released, too?
What's that? What are you talking about?
There's some files that have some names on it that might be getting released pretty soon.
Oh.
Might be time to revisit that concussion protocol, Aaron.
So February of 2023, Kimmel is saying all this whack job is floating out the conspiracy about the Epstein list.
Yep.
That is what Rodgers was responding to yesterday.
Yeah, that's the thing. And I had done some research on it, and I saw that Kimmel had made fun of him in the past. And that's the thing. I think someone even mentioned, is this not a response to this little bit from you?
So Rodgers is not saying,
and I think he said it as a joke.
Now, you may, if Pat McAfee is not familiar, you're probably wanting him as a follow-up to wait, are you saying that he's on the list? Or if he knew, being like, so Aaron, and you're, just to be clear, you're not saying he's on the list. This is referencing back to his show earlier in the year.
It was a reference. And that was supposed to be
fine. So Rodgers sucked at kind of explaining or, alluding to what he was saying, and McAfee should have followed up there. But yeah, that's what's going on. Rodgers does not believe or think or is insinuating that Jimmy Kimmel was on the Epstein list. 4:52 here. We'll get some more softer headlines, some fun, wacky stuff, and good news as well. Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3.
As a business owner, you have a lot on your plate, from managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. As an IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, remitting state and federal taxes, helping with COVID employee retention credits, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and their HR expertise. Avalon HR lets you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Avalon HR, employing made easy.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time.
Ugh.
Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
My dad has a cold, but also has high blood pressure.
That's why I got him Vicks DayQuil High Blood Pressure for max strength daytime relief. Unlike some ordinary cold medicines, it's specially formulated for people like my dad. DayQuil High Blood Pressure is sugar-free, alcohol-free, and decongestant-free.
Vicks DayQuil High Blood Pressure. The daytime, non-drowsy, coughing, aching, fever, sore throat, cold, and flu for people with high blood pressure.
Like my dad.
Medicine. Use as directed.
News Radio Pensacola on 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Just about 4:55 here. We will get one final check of the roads and weather for this hour. Looking at traffic here in Pensacola and the surrounding areas, we're not seeing a ton that is too severe. We do have Pine Forest Road giving us some more trouble if you're traveling northbound towards West 9 Mile Road, so expect some issues if you're in that area. And from an accident being reported on West Michigan Avenue earlier, if you're traveling westbound near Fairview Drive there, that is still heavily backed up. It has not lessened in the slightest, so look out for that. As for beyond Pensacola, Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point is still heavily backed up because of a lot of traffic in that area there. And as for the Pace and Milton areas, we are not seeing anything too severe. We do have an accident report on East Spencer Field Road right there where it meets Caroline Street, but that is still not causing much congestion at this time.
The rainy weather is moving out and cold air is settling in for the overnight hours. Low temperatures will be down between 30 and 35 degrees. Clouds will clear out as well. We'll have sunshine back in the forecast on Thursday. We'll end up with highs in the 50s, but it doesn't last long. We'll end up with some rain as we head through Friday into Friday night. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right. Thank you, Alan. We're at 48 degrees right now, 36 the overnight low tonight with partly cloudy skies. Sunshine on tap for Thursday and a high of 56. Taking a look at some wacky stories today. Last week, United Airlines got on social media and hyped up a flight from Guam to Hawaii that offered people two New Year celebrations. Some of the passengers bought tickets for only that reason. It was supposed to take off from Guam at 7:35 a.m. on New Year's Day, cross the international dateline, and land in Honolulu at 6:50 p.m. on New Year's Eve. So, of course, the aura would be to get two countdowns into the new year. Unfortunately, though, the flight was delayed more than 6 hours. Did not land in Honolulu until 12:34 a.m.
Well, yeah, that's a bummer.
So that, yeah.
The Grambling women's basketball team is rewriting the record books. The Lady Tigers posted a 159-18 win over the College of Biblical Studies in Louisiana. You know, I'm not an expert on this stuff, but if I had to choose someone to lose 159-18 and I had like a multiple choice, I would assume it was the College of Biblical Studies. They're not prioritizing basketball over there. It's the largest margin of victory in Division I women's basketball history. The previous record was set in 2018 by Savannah State, which beat Wesleyan by 129.
The city of Seattle decided to shoot off their New Year's fireworks from the Space Needle, which sounds like an awesome idea in theory. Unfortunately, the weather made it just a funny fail because of clouds in the area, and also the fireworks, because it was so humid, the fireworks actually created heavy fog, so people couldn't see them. The Space Needle even got covered up, forcing the Washington Emergency Management Department to post a photo reassuring people that the needle was still there.
And a former Texas congresswoman who is fighting to take back her seat is caught up in a bizarre scandal. Myra Flores is accused of copying random pictures off the internet and passing them off as her own, and they're all about food. The Border Republican suggested that she made everything from homemade tortillas to fried eggs in her social media posts. Her critics have dubbed it Grubgate. That's so stupid.
Good news, an 11-year-old Florida girl battling leukemia is getting back on the trail thanks to Make-A-Wish and Camping World. Marilyn Rodriguez asked for a new camper.
Because I'm in both Girl Scout and Boy Scouts, and I like to go camping a lot. And I've been camping since I was 5 or 6.
Because of her cancer, her immune system has been compromised, making camping difficult. However, the camper with its own kitchen and bathroom means she won't have to share facilities with other people.
And 5 years ago, a linebacker for the Florida Gators named Jeremiah Moon met a young fan named Jacob Long and gifted him a pair of cleats. Fast forward to this past weekend, the two met again. Moon now plays for the Baltimore Ravens, and Jacob is in the Marines. He was part of the flyover crew for the Ravens game, and Jeremiah gave him his cleats once again. That's awesome.
That's cool. A little white dog in Oklahoma got attacked by two coyotes, but a cat saved its life. The dog's name is Oakley. They attacked him in his owner's backyard, pinned him down, but the family black cat, Binks, ran in and chased them off. Oakley ended up needing stitches, and the vet originally thought he might lose a leg too, but that didn't happen, and fully recovered now, and Binks wasn't hurt at all. So,
awesome.
Good job out of Binksy saving his brother there. 4:59, that'll do it for hour number one. Channel 3 News at 5 is coming up right now, and we're back in about 10 minutes for another rundown of everything happening in your world today.